Good day, friends. Welcome to today's devotional. I have a privilege of doing the devotions this week, and I'm really excited to share some things with you that I really believe will encourage you, and I really believe it will help you to experience life and peace. And what I want to talk about this week is how to have a sound mind in these last days. And I'm sure you have noticed that there are a lot of dark things happening out there in the world, and a lot of difficult times that are taking place. But the good news is God wants us to have a sound mind. And the Bible makes it clear that it's not only possible, it is also important for us to live with a sound mind in these last days. See, it's important that we think correctly, it's important that we make wise decisions, and in order to do so, we need to experience the sound mind that God has given us. And this week I want to give you some keys that will really help you to experience that sound mind. But first of all, I want us to look at a scripture that describes these last days that I believe we are living in. And that is found in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1, where Paul says, "You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times." You know, we usually rejoice over things that we read about in the Word and the promises of God. But I don't think this is one of those scriptures that really lights our fires. I don't think this is a scripture that we would put on the fridge or, you know, read in the morning every day. But this is also a promise. And Paul is saying here that in the last days there will be difficult times. And the word difficult there can also be translated as dangerous. So he's saying in the last days there will be dangerous times. There will be difficult times. You know, sometimes we are so amazed when things happen out there, or, you know, when problems occur in the world. But the Bible makes it clear that things will get difficult in the last days, as we are currently experiencing. But the good news is God didn't give us this scripture to scare us. He gave it to us to prepare us. God wants us to know that even though the world will get dark, we can experience a sound mind and be in complete peace. And the reason why is because it is God's desire for us, and he has enabled us to live with a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And because God has given us a sound mind, we can experience that sound mind. And see, a sound mind is the complete opposite of a mind given to fear and panic and anxiety. It is a mind filled with rest, peace, and joy. And I want to encourage you today by saying that it is not only possible to live with a sound mind, it is also important. But God has enabled us to live with it and to experience it, and he wants all of his followers, all of his children, to be in complete rest no matter how dark the world gets. And tomorrow I'm going to continue by giving you keys that will help you to live with a sound mind in these last days. Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.